Welcome to the Explore Riverside Weekly Radio Show, the show that explores all the things that makes the City of Arts and Innovation a great place to live, work, and play. I'm your host, Sharva Ingram. Joining me in the studio today are two key players in seizing our destiny. First up is Gina Airy. Gina facilitated the planning in 2009 that created what we now know as Seizing Our Destiny. And Damian O'Farrell. And Damian, I think you've just been a champion pretty much ever since this thing was conceived. I've seen your name attached to a lot of things. And so, first of all, we like to kind of break the ice and get this started by just letting each of you share a little bit about who you are so our audience can get to know you. So, Gina, I'll let you go first.
Sure. Thanks, Sharva. Well, I began my work on Seizing Our Destiny because, well, my website says I'm a strategic planner and leadership consultant. So what does that really mean? It means that what I love to do is work with leaders who have a vision to make actually the world better, their team, their organization, their community, whatever it is. And I help them to get really clear on, so what's their vision for how things would be better? And then I help facilitate them to grow that. And that doesn't mean just get bigger, but it means grow something that has more impact, grow something that is going to last for a long term. So that's really what I've had a chance to do here in Riverside. It's really exciting to see that 3 years out, it actually has more momentum.
Very nice. Well, thanks. We're glad you're here. Thanks. Damian?
Well, I work for a couple different nonprofits in Riverside, one of which is Path of Life Ministries. And Path of Life runs several different programs for individuals and families who are in crisis and homeless, and then also for another organization called Today's Urban Renewal Network. And Today's Urban Renewal Network connects like-hearted organizations that have similar intents to work more collaboratively and effectively together, mostly within faith-based institutions. But through that work, and also through my role on the board of the PIC group, which is a group of young professionals in Riverside seeking to help create more space for young professionals to be involved and engaged, I became connected with Seizing Our Destiny because it's in line with all of those things that I'm excited about, which is encouraging people to take responsibility to make the community what they want it to be for them and their families, and to create opportunity for the community to be all that it can be and all that it truly is.
Awesome. You are a busy guy, Damian. All right. Well, thank you both for taking time out of your schedules to be here with me. For the listeners out there that may not know what Seizing Our Destiny is, or maybe they've forgotten, need a refresher, can you just kind of give us the 101 on what Seizing Our Destiny is? They're nodding at each other.
Yes.
All right. Who wants to go first?
Well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge, Sharva said, Damian, seems like you've been involved in this since the beginning. And Damian was involved before there was a quote unquote Seizing Our Destiny. So the way that this first started was, it was an idea of how do we bring to this community that already has such a history and such potential, how do we coalesce this community around a vision? Mm-hmm. And so Mayor Loveridge, along with some help and direction from a former professor of UC Riverside, Dr. David Stewart, convened a variety of folks in Riverside to take a look at, well, what would our vision be? And there were certain values and attributes that the City Council endorsed in spring of 2009. And then the next effort was, well, we need more than just that list of values. Like, we need an actual clear vision and a plan. So a number of folks, about a dozen, who are already active, like Damian, really active with young professionals, really taking a leadership role in Riverside, as well as the nonprofit community. He and about a dozen others were asked to be a steering committee creating this plan, which was later named Seizing Our Destiny, the Agenda for Riverside's Innovative Future. So that was the whole name. So part of it is, it's just a name of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, too, it's a name of something more than it's a plan, because as we first came together, one of the first comments that everybody agreed upon was, we didn't want Seizing Our Destiny to be a plan that sat on a shelf somewhere, or a plan that was somebody else's goal for Riverside. We wanted it to be a community-centered vision. What do Riversiders love and want for their community? And that's why the emphasis of getting out into the community and creating a plan that reflects what the community wants was important. But then also, we realized very quickly that this is not a plan, this is a movement. This is Seizing Our Destiny is the name of the plan, but it's also a rallying cry, because we need to be responsible as a community to seize our own destiny and to do for ourselves what others cannot do for us. It's our responsibility, and it's our opportunity to make this community everything that we want it to be.
All right. And I would say that the reason why that term Seizing Our Destiny has continued is that somehow it captured people's imagination. I mean, it really appeals to the sense that, you know, as a community, it's our birthright to be a place of excellence. And that's not just about winning awards, which Riverside does and mm-hmm. does often and well Absolutely. And has national and international attention. But it's really about owning that this our birthright is to be a place that was founded by pioneers and innovators who saw something potential that had not yet occurred. So as Damian said, doing for ourselves what no one else can do, I think that's the spirit of it. So the third thing I'd add to it is a plan, that's the title of the plan, and it is a rallying cry that asks everyone to tell Riverside's story. The third thing I'd add on is that it is building into being an organization. Mm-hmm. So it is a hub for folks who are community and civic leaders who have really taken a commitment to know the vision, to know the aspirations, and to put their effort as professionals, as parents, as volunteers, just as Riversiders living and working here, put their efforts into really promoting us getting closer to that vision for outstanding quality of life for all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that too, the name Seizing Our Destiny. You talked about it, just kind of let people dream, but seizing is also a very active word.
Yes.
And kind of in a good way, an aggressive active word. So really going out and taking something for yourselves. So now I'm at City Hall. We're getting on the elevator together and you're telling me about Seizing Our Destiny, convincing me this is something that I should really consider being a part of. What's your 30-second elevator speech? What are you going to tell me?
Seizing Our Destiny is an opportunity for every Riversider to make Riverside what it is that they want it to be in and make sure that Riverside has an incredible quality of life for their family. And Seizing Our Destiny creates an opportunity for people to join with like-minded, like-hearted others in making that happen. And so Seizing Our Destiny as a organization or as a movement does three things. It helps us figure out a way to communicate with one another about the great things that are happening within our community every single day, every single week, every single month, and the things that are coming out of Riverside. It gives us an opportunity to work together, to collaborate, and it also gives us an opportunity to measure our results. And so that's what Seizing Our Destiny does.
Okay. So now, Gina, give me, put this into, I'm an examples person. Like, this is all great speech, but, like, what does this really look like? Like, physically, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. How can I, you know, get involved and make a change?
Sure, absolutely. And there are lots of concrete examples, and I'll give you two kinds. One is, here's something that's happening community-wide that mm-hmm. you can join in and be part of it, because it really reflects this spirit of, we're doing for ourselves what no one else can. We're taking the best and making it even better. We're telling Riverside's story, all of that. So there's some examples like that mm-hmm. that are citywide. And then the other part is an example of, I bet that person on the elevator already does things in their everyday mm-hmm. lives that fulfill that rallying cry. So first of all, in the first example, Damian mentioned that there are these three functions that we determined are uniquely what Seizing Our Destiny can do: to communicate, to connect, and to measure. On measure, one of the tangible products of the last several years has been that there is a way now to measure community quality of life in Riverside, and it's customized here to our big vision. Now, the opportunity is that everyone who lives and works in Riverside can give their input into a community quality of life survey. So the second annual community quality of life survey is going to be available to everyone who lives and works in Riverside coming up November 10th through December 3rd. So it's going to be available online and anybody can respond to these questions that match the questions we asked last year, and we'll see how we're doing, how people feel about quality of life here, what they do and like to do, as well as their opinions about quality of life overall in Riverside. So that's an example of something available community-wide that anybody can do.
So online is pretty big. Available online where? How would they, if I'm listening to this radio and I'm thinking, ooh, I want a chance to participate, do we know yet, or is that to come?
Yeah, they can go to our seizingourdestiny.com website. So it's always a challenge to spell seizing, but
mm-hmm. I think we're also creating a link through our exploreriverside.com. So if Seizing Our Destiny is too much to remember, just exploreriverside.com. We're trying to make that kind of the one-stop shop.
Absolutely.
And there'll be a link there as well so they can get there.
And it would be important for people, I think, to go there before the index comes out as well, because on that website, somebody can look at all the different attributes that we as a community have said are our strongest attributes and make Riverside great. And we need to know that about ourselves, because one of the other comments that came across very early and has been very clear as we've listened to the community and worked together and collaborated more is that we need to tell our own story as a community. Sometimes we don't speak loudly enough for the region around us or for even our own citizens to hear the great things that have not only been a part of Riverside's history, which Riverside has an incredible and unique history, but are the things that are happening right now that make Riverside a very unique place in the inland Southern California and Southern California in the nation to live and to work.
I love the passion there.
All right, yeah, and it's really easy for people to just parrot what they hear in the media or parrot the complaints of other people. And that's not the spirit of this. The spirit of this is that if you're disappointed in something, it's because you hold a dream and a vision for how it can be even better. So what we're saying is see your own power to make a difference by what you pay attention to, what you talk about, what you show up for. So that second part of that example would be if I were in the elevator or got the chance to ride that person back down, I would say, what are you already passionate about in Riverside? Where are you active? Do you go to your neighborhood association meetings? Are you active in your PTA? How are you active in your kids' schools? What do you do? And then see how that ties into the spirit of being able to influence each other and communicate and connect.
Good stuff. We're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Gina and Damian on Seizing Our Destiny.
It's time to tee it up for the less fortunate families in the city of Riverside. The Smart Riverside Annual Charity Golf Tournament is Monday, October 10th, Columbus Day. Come join us for a fun-filled day of golf at the beautiful Victoria Club in Riverside. This event raises money for the nonprofit programs of Smart Riverside, including the Digital Inclusion Program, where Smart Riverside gives free computer systems to low-income families in the city of Riverside. Last year, over 120 golfers and almost 100 sponsors helped raise over $45,000. The tournament features 18 holes of golf, long drive and closest to the pin prizes, plus surprises at each tee. Sponsorships are still available for this amazing event. Please call 951-826-5109 or visit smartriverside.org for more information or to register. Remember, we all deserve the opportunity to learn and excel. Please help us to offer these opportunities to the less fortunate in our community. We'll see you at Victoria Club in Riverside, October 10th.
Hello, and welcome back to Explore Riverside Weekly. My name is Sharva Ingram, and my guests today are Gina Airy and Damian O'Farrell with Seizing Our Destiny. So let's continue our discussion about Seizing Our Destiny. And I know that it's kind of recently transitioned into what we're calling Phase 2.0. And there's three core functions involved with that. So can you give me a little more on what those are and kind of that transition?
Yeah, what we did is we took a look. You know, it's good after a few years to say, what have we learned and what are our successes? And what we looked at is, what can Seizing Our Destiny uniquely do? And we identified these three things: to measure, to communicate, and connect. And we already talked a little bit about measuring, having that community quality of life index and having an annual community quality of life survey. That's an important way that we keep score with how we're doing on quality of life. Communicate, we already talked about. It includes everything that everyone can do about telling Riverside's story. And a great way to have information about that is to follow our blog, seizingourdestiny.com, because then you get emails all the time about these things that are happening around the city, connection with that.
But one thing that we didn't talk about in the communicate is that part of the function of communicating is communicating with one another about what we are currently doing and what we're planning on doing.
Yes.
Because often we make plans to address a certain issue or to tackle a certain project, and there are others that are already doing similar sorts of work that we could then connect with and really make a deeper impact with. But we don't communicate all that well, and so that's why it's an important function of Seizing Our Destiny. But it leads us to the third function, which is to connect.
Absolutely. And that idea of connecting, as Damian said, is about let's not duplicate efforts. There's so many things we need to do. Let's be unified in our approach, not uniform, but unified, mm-hmm. recognizing there's so much that we hold in common that we all want. So an example of this connect effort in the past is that the folks that were leading our green machine efforts, all of our efforts related to green and sustainability, recognized that there were mm-hmm. hundreds and thousands of people in Riverside who in their own way as individuals or members of neighborhoods or members of nonprofits or other organizations, they're doing their best for sustainability and that there's so much power that could have come out of them coming together. So they held what we called a community innovation summit, and we've held several of these on different topics saying, okay, let's think of the best way to get together and move these things forward. So Green Riverside Leadership Summit happened in the spring, and now there's a network of those folks that keep working, and you can find out more about it at greenriverside.com, basically saying so much good happening, let's connect together to make it more effective.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right. So I was reading about this 2.0 phase, and I know you recently had a kickoff meeting. And one of the, what was identified as the key to all of this is that Riversiders have a role in its continued success. So what does that look like? Like, what are some examples or some things that are coming up where Riversiders can get involved and really have a role in all of this?
Well, I would say the first thing I would say is in terms of seizing our destiny as a movement, you're already involved. If you care about your family, if you care about Riverside, if you care about your neighborhood, you care about your business in Riverside, you are a champion for Riverside and you're already involved. So welcome. And, make yourself known and come along with us as we seize our own destiny. The other thing that I would mention is that there are three initiatives, three projects, three things that the group of people that have been working together for a period of time have decided are three things that we really want to get behind, and we'd like to invite all other Riversiders to join us in as well. One of those things is to know and understand what it means for Riverside to be the most intelligent community in the world and be selected for that award.
Yes, hear, hear. We've been touting that and championing that ever since we found out we won most intelligent community in the world. We're very excited about that. So sorry, keep going.
And we have that honor in terms of the actual award for 1 year, and that creates an incredible opportunity for us as a community to tell the story of what's happening and how progressive Riverside has really been in terms of our use of technology and our growth in that area. And that spans through many different sectors. People sometimes don't realize that what it means for the city to get the award, but part of the reason we mm-hmm. received that award is because of what's happening within our school district, which affects all of our families. Mm-hmm. And so for us to know and understand the significance of that is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And another thing on the list of what people can do is a way we're celebrating that in Riverside is an event called the Long Night of Arts and Innovation. It's really a way to celebrate and showcase some of those things that do make us the most intelligent community in the world. And it's mm-hmm. also importantly a way to inspire our kids about pursuing careers that are related to creativity and innovation, science, math, arts, all of those things. And so the way it's going to work is on Thursday, October 4th, okay. from 6 p.m. on to the end of the evening, 6 p.m. to midnight, there'll be literally hundreds of places downtown where they will have stages and events and interactive displays where kids and families and anyone can come and enjoy what makes Riverside the most intelligent community in the world.
Wow, sounds like an exciting event.
So that's a hands-on, in-person, get-together, connect with each other. And then another example we'll give you is an opportunity where you can participate online. So that's mm-hmm. Give Big Riverside. And Damian's actually a member of the task force that's been making that happen.
Oh, and Give Big Riverside, I think, is a really exciting and extraordinary event that's happening in Riverside on November 13th. And it's going to be, this actually ties into being the most intelligent community in the world as well, because it's a way for nonprofits to utilize technology and to work together to make the community a better place, because what we're creating is a 24-hour day of giving called Give Big Riverside, where individuals can go online, learn about nonprofits that are working together on various issues, and donate directly to those nonprofits through the Give Big Riverside website. And the reason
what is the website?
And the website is givebigriverside.com.
All right.
No, wait.
Not sure. I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna. Damien's gonna get out his trusty phone and check that out.
While we're figuring out, riverside.org.
I think it's really interesting. One of the things to point out in the first quality of life survey we did that that is one of the areas maybe where Riversiders could use a little boost or are lacking a little is in the charitable donations we found out.
We know in this area of giving, we know that people in Riverside are really generous in all the ways they give of themselves. The point of this is to make sure that folks are giving locally. The example of our sister city in Sendai and what was provided after the natural disasters there is just one small example of the huge heart of people in Riverside. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is really focus that in on contributing to each other here. So many of the local nonprofits have been so stressed in their service because of the economic environment, and it's really an opportunity to take that generosity and focus it in on providing services to people here by increasing the capacity of nonprofits who serve people locally, not only for those economic needs, but also for arts and education and the environment, all the other wonderful services that our nonprofits support.
And it seems like you've made it a really easy way.
That's right.
You know, you're looking for your first step into seizing our destiny beyond just caring about your family or your neighborhood or your job. You know, here's a chance where you can go online to givebigriverside.org. Givebigriverside.org.
We're also on Facebook. You can find us there.
And make a donation. Can you just make a general donation, or do you need to pick which organization?
You can make a general donation that will go to the group fund, and it's a little bit of a competition. The groups that raise the most money will get some matching grants. So it's something that we're doing just as nonprofits working together to encourage one another. But it would be great for individuals that go to the website on that day, which again is November 13th, to peruse the websites of the nonprofit organizations that are working together, especially the ones that they don't know, because there are a lot of great organizations in the city doing great work. And one of the reasons that Give Big Riverside is so great is it's not only increasing the capacity financially of those organizations, but we're also learning how to utilize technology, learning how to market ourselves, learning how to really reach out in better ways.
That's great. So real quickly, givebigriverside.org. They could go now if they want to start learning about the organizations that are out there. The donation day is November 13th, but go now to the website, check
Absolutely.
It out, get familiar with it. Sorry, Gina, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to say, the other thing you can do now is you may be listening thinking, well, I don't have a lot of money to give. What can I do? But again, you can communicate. You can tell people that this is happening. Mm-hmm. Another thing is you can connect. Maybe in your family or in your neighborhood or in your classroom, you decide that you're going to have a competition. Like, how much can you get from recycling materials? How much can you collect from that? And then you decide as classmates that you're going to donate to a particular organization, or find the organization where you're going to volunteer, even though you don't feel you individually have money, and then start to tell about that nonprofit's mission and the difference that they make in Riverside. So there's so many different ways folks can participate. So,
and my math may be off here. Sorry, Damien, but I mean, we're a city of over 300,000 people.
That's right. If
for every one person, there was $10 donated, that would be 3 million.
And yes, we would far exceed our 500,000, which is the goal for that day.
$10. I mean, it is a lot for some families, but for others, you know,
right, they can
it's
do
something
that
that's
and
very
above
doable.
That. Mm-hmm. And also what somebody can do is if they know of a nonprofit that's not already participating in that day, nonprofits still have an opportunity to apply and participate in the group.
All right.
And if I could just mention, we talked about Give Big Riverside. It's not that Seizing Our Destiny is doing this. It's that it's an example, like thousands of examples in Riverside, where people are already communicating, connecting, and measuring what it is to be a community that cares about each other and cares about community quality of life. So we want to acknowledge all the people that collaborated to make that happen, and the task force that's working on it, and the Community Foundation as well. And this is just an example of things that the champions of Seizing Our Destiny can get behind, and you all can be the champions.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, unfortunately. It's been a great conversation. But if I want to get involved, like website, GiveMeTheSeasonYourDestiny.com.
Correct.
Or you can find it through ExplorerSide.com.
That's right. And it is set up like a blog, so follow us on SeasonYourDestiny.com or the Facebook or our Twitter.
And then there's also a newsletter that people could sign up for to stay informed on things.
Yes, that's right. That's the blog. They get alerted whenever the posts are there if they follow SeasonYourDestiny.com. Or the Office of Economic Development also has a weekly website, so they can subscribe to that. And it celebrates a lot of our successes regarding growing in the way we want to as a business community.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate both of you taking time to be here today. That's all we have for this edition of Explore Riverside Weekly. Tune in to Explore Riverside Weekly every Saturday afternoon at 2:30, brought to you by the City of Riverside. Visit us on the web at exploreriverside.com.